And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
How is it that rock and roll from a long time ago made more sense than Cameron does today in England, Merkel does in Germany, and of course Barry from Honolulu does in America? How is it that such a small band of maniacs, power mad psychotic maniacs who are dancing to the tune, the tunes played for them by the people who wish to have cheap labor, get away with this without a revolution in their countries? Now, right now, if you look at the top of the Drudge Report, it's an article linked from the RT, which is the Russian newspaper, so assume it's propagandist, as is our news media. The Russians are saying that the migrant crisis is pushing Germany towards anarchy and civil war. I don't doubt it, because frankly, it's only a civil war that will save Germany from the insanity of Merkel and those who are, let us say, dictating to Merkel. There's something crazy under this picture, with this picture. Germany is on the brink of a civil war because of the number one issue of our time. This is the same issue that has catapulted Donald Trump to the head of the polls, and that is massive, uncontrolled waves of immigrants from third world hellholes into this beautiful land of ours. We have very large numbers of poor people in this country, and yet the psychotics who are running the country could care less. They're erasing our borders, decimating our language, and stepping on our culture as if it didn't exist. And they, by the way, think this will go on without any reaction from the people. They try to laugh off Trump. They try to laugh off Americans who have called for a national identity for years. I put up with it. I've been excommunicated. I'm the Galileo of talk radio. I'm the Galileo of the media. I am the Galileo of the American media landscape. It's official. I am officially blacklisted from Fox News. I'm officially blacklisted from the media. I've had one best-selling book after another. My newest book, Government Zero, went to number two on the Barnes and Noble bestseller list for week number one. And yet I'm not allowed to speak. Galileo is excommunicated. Galileo Savage is not permitted to be heard. How long do you think it will be until your voice, your opinions, however private you may be, will soon be criminal? How long do you think it will be until censorship emerges in America and sites such as the Drudge Report and others are closed down by this criminal government and talk radio is turned off and turned into nothing but drivel and sports entertainment? How long do you think it will be if they are not stopped? You see, they're testing the waters and they're laughing at you. Obama goes to a theater in Manhattan the other night surrounded by a bunch of drug-infested actors and mocks the Republican Party, says they can't even handle CNBC. How can they handle Putin and China? Well, how has he handled Putin and China? How has he handled Putin and China? They're laughing at him like the jerk he is. But let's put him aside for the minute. I want to talk about the church. I want to talk about geocentrism. I want to talk about heliocentrism. Big words, I know, but they're really simple words. They tell us everything we need to know now about the big lie. Way back when, going back to when the church taught that the earth was the center of the universe, the center of the solar system, it was known as a geocentric position. Geo meaning earth. They taught that the earth was the center of our solar system and that all the planets in the sun revolved around the earth. That was the church's official teaching. And then science came along, a new elementary science at that, in the Renaissance. And they learned, through Galileo and others, that it was Copernicus first, by the way, argued that the sun was unmovable and the sun was the center of the solar system. And that's known as heliocentrism. Helio comes from Helios, the sun god. And we all know that they were right. We know that Copernicus was right. And we know that Galileo, who popularized the idea of a heliocentric solar system, was basically criticized and treated very badly, forced into exile as a result of it. And so the church scored a great triumph in its expulsion of him and the Jews, by the way, from Spain. Incidentally, Galileo was born Jewish but converted to Protestantism. Then he became Catholic. Then he became a Jesuit. He had to, in other words, in order to survive in his time. The church was so monstrous and so powerful that they expelled the Jews from Spain, and they forced hundreds of thousands of Jews to convert to Christianity at that time. But that was the beginning of the unraveling of the power of the church, and that was the beginning of the modern Western world. What does that have to do with what's going on today? Well, I'll tell you, it has nothing directly to do with it, but it has everything to do with truth and lies. It's the struggle of the truth versus the big lie of the power mad psychotics who are running the West. Those who have subscribed to the theory that open borders are good for nations. The man behind all of this is none other than the most evil man in the history of the modern world, in my opinion, George Soros. George Soros has spent hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more, breaking the borders of Europe. According to the president of Hungary, he is the man behind the broken borders in Europe. One man has done this damage to the nationalities of Europe. One man alone, according to the president of Hungary. George Soros, as you well know, funds many of the leftist hit groups in the United States of America. Front groups that you think are mainstream and legitimate are really not. They're Stalinist hit groups such as Media Matters, funded by him. Groups that work for Hillary Clinton, groups that work for Obama, groups you would never believe work for him. And the message is the same. Anyone who opposes the dissolution of their own nation, the dissolution of their borders, language, and culture is a fascist, a Nazi, a racist. And many of you have been silenced by these evil people for fear of being called those names, because you don't want to be excommunicated. You don't want to be treated like Galileo was treated. And then they find a pope. And they find a pope somewhere in South America. He's not a pope at the time. A left-wing fanatic all of his life. A left-wing operative. Began as a bartender. I don't hold that against him. I would say that Pope Francis's history as a bartender is actually the stellar moment of his life. If I were to say it was the best part of his life, he was probably more honest as a bouncer than he is as a pope. At least he was true to himself, the thug that he obviously is underneath that persona of the Mr. Nice Guy, constantly meddling in the United States, constantly coming here and telling us to break our borders with Mexico, constantly telling us we're evil and mean because we don't take in more of people from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, etc. No, he was a very nice bouncer because he was an honest, more honest man. So they find this guy in South America, and they elevate him all the way up. And for the first time in 1,200 years, listen to me. Hey, don't turn the dial. For the first time in 1,200 years, we have a non-European pope. How did he get to that position? And how did he suddenly become an expert on climate science when he has no training whatsoever in climatology? He knows nothing about climate except that when it rains, his aides hold an umbrella over his head. And why would the pope push this theory of man-caused global warming, that we're dirty, filthy, rotten creatures destroying the earth? What is he after? Money. Follow the money. It's always about the money. Now let's jump cut. We're now jump cutting to the United States of America. This is imagine this is a film, and I just gave you the opening scene of the film. Without any transition, we jump to the following scene. Paul Ryan, suddenly anointed Speaker of the House of Representatives after the quisling Boehner is thrown out, forced out. They said he resigned, but he was forced out because he was turned out for what he was, a quisling. So they find Paul Ryan, who we know is identical. And what is the first thing Paul Ryan announces today that he's going to do? He's going to push through the highway bill. What? That's the most important thing, is the highway bill, not building a wall with Mexico, not stopping the influx of millions of migrants from Africa into this country. Two out of three immigrants to this country now, asylum seekers, are coming from Africa. We'll put that aside for the moment. So why is Paul Ryan pushing the highway bill? Answer. There used to be a saying that went like this: all roads lead to Rome. Now, what does it have to do with the highway bill? Who builds the roads in America? You know anybody in the highway construction business? I don't know anybody in the highway construction business. This is the greatest boondoggle since the solar scandals about to emerge. The greed, the pork barrel spending, the outright thievery that you will see emerge from the highway bill is something that you will never behold could happen in a fair society. They are raping and pillaging the United States of America as quickly as they can. And they're doing it and getting away with it without any consequences. How are they doing it and getting away with it without any consequences? Because the leader of the left-wing revolution that is now in power, Barry Obama, is the most skilled left-wing orator in modern history, maybe in all of human history. He has done more damage than Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin together. He is smarter than Marx and Lenin. When have you last seen Barry Obama lose his temper? Never. When have you seen Barry Obama jump up and scream in rage? Never. He is the most silk-smooth con man in the history of the left-wing movement, which is how he gets away with it. Now, combined with that is the very dangerous situation that there is no media. It's been nullified. That's number two, as you saw clearly with CNBC. You know their own lock, stock, and barrel. That's nothing new to me. 1998, I, Michael Savage, gave a speech before the Commonwealth Club, a very important speech that has long been forgotten. It was entitled, Beware the Government Media Complex. You wouldn't know the speech exists, but I gave it before the Commonwealth Club in 1998. It was when Bill Clinton had owned the taken control of the press. So you have no opposition party, you have no opposition press, and then you have a dictator who's as smooth as silk, pushing an agenda that's beyond comprehension down the throats of the American people who oppose virtually every point of his agenda. Now you say, how do you know they oppose it? Okay, I'll give you a fact. We learned only last week that the EPA, the corrupt Environmental Protection Agency, spends something like, I think it was $60 million, it could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year, on public relations work external to their own department. Inside, they have about 100 PR agents. They spend $60 million a year, $100 million a year on outside PR agencies to spread their lies about global warming and the wonderful work that they're not doing. So if the EPA is spending a couple of hundred million a year on PR, how much are they spending for Boss Tweet in the White House? What do you think the PR cost is for Barack Obama to get away with his lies and his subterfuge? $1 billion a year? A $500 million a year? $600 million a year? $400 million a year being spent on putting out the big lie PR agencies? We don't know. That's how he gets away with it. Virtually everything you read in the newspapers about Obama is a lie. Virtually every picture taken of him is a lie. Virtually everything about him, he may as well be the virtual president. He may as well be a fabrication. He is the Capricorn One of presidents. He is President Zero in a government zero. That's the opening to my show. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOI. Migrant crisis pushing Germany towards anarchy and civil war. Sliding towards civil war, says Mr. Mueller of the Alternative for Germany Party. Bavarian official Peter Dreyer called German Chancellor Angela Merkel to tell her personally that if Germany welcomes 1 million refugees, mainly Syrian males of military age, his town of Landshut will only take in 1,800. Any extra refugees will be put on buses and sent to her chancellery in Berlin. That's what we should be doing with Obama. We should be sending buses to the border, putting the immigrants on buses and send them to Washington. Send them to Sacramento. Make the corrupt governor of California take them in to his chancellery. Under the threat of torture and later under the threat of excommunication, Galileo was forced to recant, to withdraw his statement that the world was round, that the earth revolved around the sun, and that certain other views about the laws of gravity were not true. Now, all of these scientific ideas, of course, have since been proven to be accurate. We've learned that in grade school. But those ideas were held to be heretical by the church. Did you know that? Did you know that anyone who disagreed with those ideas were considered heretics by the church? Now, what does this little lesson in heliocentrism and geocentrism and Galileo and Copernicus have to do with what's going on in the world today? Directly everything. The liars in Berlin, the liars in London, the liars in Washington are threatening us with excommunication, imprisonment, if we insist that we have a right to a national identity, if we insist that we as Americans have a right to a borders, language, and culture. Who do they work for then? Well, it's pretty simple. You know, there's no conspiracy here. It's open who they work for. They work for the whoever has more money. Whoever has most money owns the politicians. So if you look at the United States of America, it's really simple. Who is on record saying they want no borders? Mark Zuckerberg, a pig who has no limits in his greed. Yes, I'll use the word pig. I don't apply it to police. I apply it to Mark Zuckerberg. I apply it to pigs who are worth hundreds of billions of dollars, have no nationality, no national identity, don't relate as Americans, even though America gave them their fortune, gave them their education, and they hate the country. They would like to dissolve the borders so they can get cheap H-1B visa workers, mainly from India. That's who it is, those who want cheap labor. That's all it is. It's only about money. And again, take a look at the highway bill. Why is Paul Ryan's first measure of importance highway construction? Because there's only a few companies in the United States who can do highway construction. They will make trillions of dollars over the next 10 or 15 years. It will be one of the greatest pork barrel measures in the history of the country. So after raping us in Obamacare, do you know what fortunes have been made on Obamacare? You think money was saved? Do you know what fortunes have been made by fake front companies working with politicians? You can't even figure it out, can you? The fake insurance companies, the fake ambulance companies, the fake medical supply companies. Billions upon billions of dollars a year going into the hands of criminals through Obamacare. Now that's not enough for them. They want to sack the Treasury to the extent now that there's nothing left. Nothing. You'll be a pauper in rags, and they could care less. They'd rather leave you a pauper in rags than stop the thievery.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Every one of these candidates say, you know, Obama's weak. Putin's kicking sand in his face. When I talk to Putin, he's going to straighten out. Just looking at him, he's going to be. And then it turns out they can't handle a bunch of CNBC moderators. If you can't handle those guys, you know, then I don't think the Chinese and the Russians are going to be too worried about you.
Well, I think he's found his menu as an entertainer. I think he would have a very big career, and I think Ratzenberg, and Geffen could find a good job for him in a movie. He'd be a fabulous comedian after his destructive years in the White House. He seems to like the applause, the roar of the crowd, and the smell of greasy paint. So should Merkel and other EU gangsters be tried for crimes against their nations in a new People's Nuremberg trial? Wow, what a loaded question that is. Where'd that come from? Should Merkel of Germany and other EU evil union gangsters be tried for crimes against their nations in a new People's Nuremberg trial, says an American talk show host. And he asks the question, should there be a People's Nuremberg trial in which Angela Merkel is tried for crimes against her nation? And while you're at it, how about a People's Nuremberg trial here in the United States of America for the gangsters in the United States government who are sacking the Treasury and invading the nation? How about that? A People's Tribunal. It's legal. You hold it, you set it up, and you hold a People's Tribunal. It could even be done digitally. For God's sakes, I could do it. I could do a video feed on it. We get several judges. We present the evidence. We have a defense. We have defense counsel for those we are accusing of committing crimes against America. It wouldn't be too hard to prove that they're criminals and gangsters, would it? Well, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with a few senators and congressmen from San Francisco whose fortunes went up 100-fold since they became politicians on the national stage. How did they make so much money? How did their families benefit so well? You can't put two and two together? You mean because they don't have an R next to the name, they can't be corrupt? Okay, now let's take the next question. Let's ask the next question. How is it that a man can go around the Constitution on a daily basis, go on to a television show and make jokes about it, and have a group of stoneheads laugh when he talks about violating the Constitution? How? Okay. Should we have a tribunal? Should we have a People's Nuremberg trial here in the United States of America? It wouldn't be Nuremberg, Germany. We'd have to pick a town, let's say Wichita trial. That kind of works. A Wichita trial for crimes against America that is held digitally with a defense counsel, a prosecution, and a jury of three people. And I run it digitally. Now let's look at the Veterans Administration. We know it's corrupt. We've heard about it. We've heard about veterans dying in the hallway. We've heard how corrupt the officials are. It's out of the Soviet Union, where they're stealing money by the billions of dollars in ways you could never imagine while vets are dying. They were brought before Congress yesterday in a hearing. Do you know what they did? VA officials plead the fifth and refuse to testify. Now, are you telling me, you liberals, that you thought you'd grow up in a society where government officials would be able to get away with pleading the fifth and refusing to testify? Is that what you had in mind for a free and open society? First, the IRS commissioner wouldn't testify and pled the fifth. Remember that last year? Now Obama's corrupt VA officials are pleading the fifth. This is something only gangsters did in my day and age. Only in the 1950s, only mafia figures pled the Fifth Amendment. I never heard it done otherwise. And people said, oh, God, he's guilty. He's guilty if he's pleading the Fifth. Because we had newspapers who would say, mobster pleads the Fifth. It was the headline in the Daily News when I was a kid. That's when we had newspapers. That's when we had men. That's when we had a nation. Now we have nothing but corruption in the government media complex. VA gangsters plead fifth. What are they hiding? That would be my headline if I ran the New York Post. But now you understand why I am blacklisted in the New York Post, why I'm blacklisted on Fox News, because I'm not part of the government media complex. It's that simple. But forget me for the minute. Just put me out of the picture. You don't even have to like me to agree with me. Do you want to live in a country where government officials can plead the Fifth Amendment? Is that the kind of country you thought you'd have when you talked about liberalism? Is this the kind of nation you thought you'd have under this phony Barack Obama, who is the silk smooth con man that you actually thought he was? Well, I think that I will stop at this point on that track and go on to another track. And that is so many other topics that you can't believe. We know about the immigrant crisis in Germany leading to a civil war. We know what could happen in America if they keep it up. But how about this? How about Obama releasing, 6,000 to 8,000 criminals out of the prisons yesterday, flooding the streets with gangsters and criminals just in time for the 2016 election? Guess what he did now? Juvenile delinquents are now called justice-involved youth. I'm not creating this. This came to us from CNS News. They used to be called juvenile delinquents, but not anymore. The new term is justice-involved youth, a non-disparaging government-speak phrase that fits with the Obama administration's recent push to give people with criminal convictions a second chance to become productive citizens. Attorney General, that's a laugh unto itself, Al Sharpton, Loretta Lynch. Attorney General Al Sharpton, Loretta Lynch said, "The Department of Injustice is committed to giving justice-involved youth the tools they need to become productive members of society." This is right out of George Orwell's Brave New World. She's using doublespeak. Justice-involved youth. Okay, here's another one to show you criminals and gangsters. Military blew $43 million on a useless gas station in Afghanistan. Did you hear me? A gas station that the military built that should have cost $500,000 and has no value to the average Afghan cost the United States government $43 million for a natural gas filling station in Afghanistan. A Pentagon task force awarded a $3 million contract to build a gas station in Shabargan, Afghanistan, but wound up spending $12 million in construction costs and $30 million in overhead to build this gas station. Meanwhile, a similar gas station built in Pakistan cost $500,000. Question, who got the contract to build the station? Where did the $30 million in overhead go? Who owns the contracting company? What is their connection to politicians in the United States of America? Well, get the picture. How about this one for those of you into sexuality? Gay rape in the military underreported by the Pentagon. Rowan Scarborough, Washington Times. Far more military men are being raped by other men than is reported by the Pentagon because of the stigma attached to such sexual assaults, says a new study by the, what? The American Psychological Association? What sense did that make? Rates of military sexual trauma among men who served in the military may be as much as 15 times higher than has been previously reported, largely because of barriers associated with stigma, beliefs, and myths about male rape and feelings of helplessness? No, it's not to do with stigma at all. It's to do with gays in the military. What did you expect to happen? What did you think was going to happen? Next topic on the Savage Nation, climate change, the lie that won't go away. You see, Antarctica is not melting. It's actually gaining ice. Antarctica is gaining ice, unlike the North Pole, where the polar caps are melting, according to a new scientific report. But it doesn't change those propagandist belief that the planet is getting warmer and the weather is changing. The thickening ice in parts of Antarctica means that the continent is not contributing to rising sea levels, contrary to the conclusion of the corrupt UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change study. Rather, it is taking water out of the ocean at the rate of a quarter of a millimeter per year, said a glaciologist at the University of Maryland and the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center who led the study. So more studies are coming out refuting the theory of climate change caused by man, and yet the left, which is totally co-opted, continues to push it so hard. In Government Zero, I wrote an entire chapter about this. If you want the facts, you can read about the Vostok ice core samples. Now, what do you want to believe, science or rhetoric? What will it take for the left to see that climate change is nothing but a scam of the far left? Those are some other topics. 855-407-282 is the phone number. This is the Savage Nation. Let's go to some of the callers. Tom on WJR, what's your topic, please?
Hey, well, first of all, hell yeah, on the Wichita Tribunal. I think we need to do something with the whole brood of them. But
I like that. Savage calls for Wichita Tribunal against corrupt politicians.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all corrupt. But my point that I want to make with this highway bill, didn't we have something called a stimulus of, what, $1.3 trillion or something like that a few years back? That was all for infrastructure, roads, bridges. Where did all that go?
Well, I'll give you the answer. Go to Pacific Heights in San Francisco and take a look at who owns the houses. And go to all the beachfront property in Miami. Go to the beachfront property everywhere on the earth. See who owns them. See if they got contracts. See if they contributed to senators and congressmen, and you'll have your answer.
Money is what they've done. And yes, there should be a tribunal with all of them. They've taken my tax dollars. That's what they've done.
All right, my friend. You're not alone. I'm putting a thought out. It's just like throwing a rock into a pond and seeing the concentric circles emanate from that rock. And I'm asking again, should there be an Omaha tribunal for corrupt politicians in America? Well, of course there should be. It can be done very easily. It can be done digitally. It can be done very, very easily with evidence presented, with a defense counsel present, and with an audience. A small audience where we judge and we name the politicians. We name them and shame them. And we show who got the money, and we show when they got the money, and we show where the money went, and we show that they got away with it because there's no newspapers left in America. You got a free copy of Government Zero, my friend. You can read all about it right there. WABC Mike, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's your point?
Hello. Yeah, I just kind of take offense to, you know, the portrayal of the highway bill because we haven't had a highway bill in over 8 years. They keep on pushing it along, and they keep on putting little Band-Aids on it. And as far as the stimulus, we got very, I'm in the industry, we had very, very small pennies compared to where that went to most of the bankers, we know that. Whereas China was spending about $400 billion on their highway system, and we spent about $40. So we haven't had
Slow down. We all know the highways are broken. We all know the infrastructure is crumbling. But we also know that we have the most corrupt government in modern American history. So why would we assume that when they let the contracts out, that they won't be no-bid contracts to people who are going to steal the money and do an inferior job? Why should we have any faith in the government spending the money correctly?
You shouldn't have faith in it, but I'm telling you, from somebody that's been in the industry for 40 years, We make the byproduct that comes from it. There are more than just two companies that do it. It's huge. And I'm just saying that.
Wait, hold it. Are these going to be no bid contracts? You know they're going to be no bid contracts. You know it's going to be it's not going to be open to bidding. You know it's going to be closed. And you know that the cost overruns are going to be astronomical. You know all of that.
Of course some of it will, but we do need to fix our infrastructure. It's crumbling.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. I live in San Francisco, and a corrupt company rebuilt the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, and the cost overrun was something like $1 billion because it was time and material. That's how the government gives out contracts, and that's why we have thievery. Instead of giving a fixed price to fix the bridge, they let them run up any bill that they want. It's like building that gas station in Afghanistan. So why should we trust the government won't do the same with the highway bill?
Again, we haven't had a highway bill. They will.
But you're repeating yourself. We all agree the highways are broken. The bridges are falling apart. We'd like to have better highways, at least up to a second world standard. They're better in Malaysia than they are in the United States. So how can we American taxpayers be sure we're not going to be robbed with no bid contracts?
I don't think there's any for sure. For sure, on whether it's Afghanistan building a gas station, or even military, or the airports, or the waterway systems. I mean, our government is corrupt. That's a topic that you talk about all the time. I love your show. I think I'm more conservative than you are. But I bid to Caltrans. I'm a California company. I've been doing it for 4 years. We do not get any open bids. It's super competitive. It's extremely competitive.
Oh, wait. But don't your contracts have an open-ended cost overrun provision? As in the, if you're in California with Caltrans bids, why don't you tell us about the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge project? Name the company. It's an East Coast company that got the bid. How much money did they make on it? And how much more did it cost than they bid? And while you're at it, let's talk about the San Francisco Bay Bridge to Oakland. What about that bridge falling apart with screws breaking? How come no one's gone to jail on that one?
Look at San Francisco, the retrofit of the Golden Gate, how it went to a Chinese company. We'll look at the damn bullet train going up to nowhere. It's endless. I'm just saying that don't paint a bad picture about the highway bill on the federal side. Why Ryan's doing it, I'm driving to my office right now. I'm going to look it up because it was a shock to hear you say that.
Right. That's the first thing he announced was the highway bill. That's because he is as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than Boehner. My friend, I'm glad you're in the road construction business. I just had a driveway, a roadway repaved, because there's only two paving companies, and it cost me $33,000 just to pave a little roadway somewhere in the county in which I live, and the neighbors won't contribute 10 cents because they're all such good liberals and care so much about the community. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You want to hear how your police in the United States of America you think are on your side, right? You think if there's an insurrection, they're going to back you? They'll shoot you dead in the street like a dog. Do you hear what just happened in Idaho? Now, here's local guys, all white guys. A car hits a bull that ran out on a highway. An armed rancher shows up to protect the bull. It's a prized bull. The deputies want to shoot the animal dead. The man won't back down because he's a tough guy and an ex-athlete. And they all shoot at each other. The rancher is dead. The bull is dead. The wife hears about it and she gets a heart attack. So don't assume that if there's an insurrection in America, your brave deputies are going to support you against the corrupt, evil government. They'll shoot you dead in the street like a rabid animal. Never forget that. They will shoot you dead in the street like a rabid animal. They're not on your side.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Germany and other European nations are on the brink of a civil war because of the insanity of the illegitimate, evil Union, the European Union. The same mentality is dictating what goes on in this country. Last hour on the Savage Nation, we talked about geocentrism and heliocentrism during the Middle Ages. Now we are stuck with something even worse than geocentrism, which is Obamacentrism, where the liberals, so-called, in America and the world think the world, in fact, the entire universe revolves around a man from Honolulu or Kenya or Indonesia. Let's say Honolulu. It doesn't matter where he was born. But we live in a nation, a republic, that's not supposed to revolve around a single man. We're supposed to have a separation of powers, a system of checks and balances to prevent a dictatorship from emerging. But we have a soft dictatorship that has emerged in the United States of America. Which is why I asked, somewhat rhetorically in the last hour, should Angela Merkel and other EU gangsters be tried for crimes against their nations in a new People's Nuremberg trial? And then I jump cut to the United States, and should we have an Omaha trial here in America for American criminal gangsters in the political machine? Why do you assume that if a person has the word congressman or senator in front of their name, that they cannot be a criminal gangster? Why do you make the assumption that they're not dirty? Now, you say, well, I don't assume that. I assume some of them are dirty. Then why are none of them ever tried? Why are they never tried, and why are they never found guilty? Why do they never give up a dime? Why do they never go to jail? And I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about then. Remember the situation of the Democrat Rostenkowski, who just pled guilty after, what, 10 years? And paid a small fine. Then there was the case of the Republican found guilty. Here and there, over the years, there have been politicians found, tried and found guilty of corruption, graft, greed. Greed and graft, corruption. But not now. Why is there no trials right now for any corrupt politicians? Because the system is corrupt now. Endemically, it is corrupted. We have an attorney general who herself was appointed by Al Sharpton, who handpicked her from the New York courts, made her the attorney general, and she comes up with crackpot ideas that there's no such thing now as a juvenile delinquent. Did you hear that one? In the last hour, that to me symbolizes corruption of the language itself. I have to get the words because I can't even remember them. Justice implied or something? Here. Juvenile delinquents are now called justice-involved youth. Let us see. Attorney General Loretta Lynch Sharpton said in a news release yesterday, the Department of Injustice is committed to giving justice-involved youth the tools they need to become productive members of society. Justice-involved youth. So that means any criminal now is a justice-involved individual. 855-407-2822. You say, well, what are the solutions? And many people are frustrated as I am, angry and frustrated, ready to explode. I can hardly go to dinner with family. They don't listen to it. They can't take it. It's 24/7 with me. I can hardly sleep. I can hardly eat. The corruption, the criminal activity is at an all-time high. Now Obama-centrics want to bring in God knows how many Syrian Muslim refugees of military age. It can't be allowed to happen. So, what are my 40 actions to save America, which is the last chapter of Government Zero? I actually have solutions. One, start a nationalist party. Now, I know it's not going to work for 2016, but we need to plan for the future. And as I said to you before, There's a word going out that the liberals of the older generation should be aware of their own children, beware of their own children who are quite conservative. There's a conservative revolt going on in America amongst the millennials. You don't know that. You think all millennials are psychotic red diaper dopa babies. They're not. Their mama was a red diaper dopa baby. Their so-called father was a red diaper dopa baby. The ones who looked like, let's say, what's his name? The gray-haired guy running for a president. I don't remember his name. The crackpot trade unionist from New York's Garment Center. Sanders. Sanders would be an example of their grandfather. Then they created the mentally ill parents of the millennials. So we need a new party. We have a one-party system right now. It's a charade what we have right now. A shell game with no peas under either shell. As we have seen with Boehner and McConnell, we have an oligarchy running America. Now, we voted conservatives, and they were put at the back of the bus. Conservative has become meaningless. I think a nationalist party would attract disaffected members from both parties and tip the balance of power back to the people. It would take 10 years to create such a party and make it a viable party. And if I were 40 years old, I would create it myself. But I am not 40 years old, so I cannot create it myself. I am the architect of the new America. I am not the engineer. I am not the builder of the new America. I am the architect of the new America, Michael Savage. Second action, close the borders completely for 7 years. No immigration. None. Zero. Nada. Nothing. Not one immigrant comes in for 7 years. We need to assimilate the legal immigrants that are here, just as we did the waves of immigrants at the beginning of the last century. At the end of 7 years, evaluate our capacity for normalizing immigration with nationalist priorities, as I've described. Page 314 of Government Zero. Here are the solutions. Don't claim that I am just a crybaby and have no solutions. Number three, deport all illegal aliens in American prisons. Make sure you get in American prisons in the sentence. Don't be like CNN and the perverts at MSNBC. The crackpot perverts on CNN and MSNBC will say Savage says deport all illegal aliens and they'll leave out in American prisons. That would be up to one-third of the prison population, which exceeds 2 million prisoners. Won't cost us very much. Throw them out of the country. Four, repeal the Anchor Babies Law. Now, there is no Anchor Babies Law. It's an amendment to the Constitution. But you can amend the Constitution again and get rid of it. Five, make English the official language of the United States. Now, I was on a liberal show last week, a nice older man, diehard liberal, lives in L.A., lives in a bubble, says to me, oh, you don't believe in global warming? Notice he didn't say, you don't accept the evidence for global warming. He said, oh, you don't believe in global warming? I looked at him like he was nuts. I said, well, do you know the Antarctic ice pack is growing? Do you know we're in a cooling phase? He blinked. He never heard of that. It's a religion to them. As is the false notion that we're a nation of immigrants and we must accept an endless flow of immigrants. Another falsehood. Make English the official language of the United States. So he says to me, well, wait, Michael, you are the son of an immigrant. Why would you, what are you, afraid of other languages? I said, no, I'm not afraid of them. My grandmother didn't speak a word of English. She didn't understand English. I lived in a household where she spoke only Russian. It's funny, I don't speak Russian, but I understand. Sometimes in my dreams I speak Russian. Would you believe it? It's a crazy thing. I haven't had one of these dreams in years. Because my grandmother spoke to me in this language when I was a baby and a young kid, an infant, real. I don't know how old, 4 or 5. I can't speak it. It's a tough language. But I sometimes have dreams where I'm conversing in Russian. Nevertheless, that's a side point. I'm not saying don't speak other languages in America. We're a melting pot nation. But I'm saying mandate English for all legal and political transactions. It's the universal language of the world, and yet you have a psycho in the White House that celebrates diversity. And here in San Francisco, the corrupt, evil politicians have ballots in 8 languages. Now you know why we have Boxer in office for over 150 years. Now you know why the senile Nancy Pelosi is still in office after 150 years. Because they have ballots in 8 languages, 10 languages. That's why. Make all ballots in English only. I never heard of it. You can't read or write English. You can't vote. End of story. Who would argue with that? Why should you be allowed to vote if you can't read or write the language of the land? Answer, because the corrupt, evil politicians want to make sure that the idiots who can't read or write vote for them. I want to show you how bad the city has gotten. Yesterday, I walked around this beautiful city that I love so much in San Francisco, and I love this city. I'm part of the matrix of this city. This city is as much mine as it is the vermin who think that they run it and own it. I love San Francisco. So it was dusk, and I was walking around, and I wound up down by the Embarcadero, by the ferry terminal. I love going in there and buying a bread from Acme Bread. I won't tell you that story. That's a side note. And as I'm walking back through the park, the sun was just falling, and there was a turd on the sidewalk. Now, I'm not going to get graphic. Now, being an ex-Boy Scout, I learned how to read animal tracks when I was a Cub Scout. I can tell animal tracks, and you also tell what animal was there by the droppings. Am I right? Ask anyone who hunts anything. I looked down and I said, wait a minute, there are no bears in San Francisco. I never saw anything this size. I said, there are no bears in the city. And I realized it's a human being that crapped on the sidewalk. Now, in my day and age, if a man was seen defecating on the sidewalk, a cop would have broken his head open with a nightstick. a big cop would have come and gave him a crack on the head and broke his head open and dragged him out of there and thrown him in jail, and that would have been the end of it. But no, 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 not here in San Francisco. We ought to ask what Loretta Lynch thinks about defecating on sidewalks in San Francisco by human beings. Pull their pants down and defecate in the streets, and they don't go to jail? Why don't they go to jail? Why are they not being put in jail? Maybe she can come up with a Orwellian phrase for people who defecate in the streets of San Francisco. She's come up with a phrase that makes no sense. Let me look it up again. I can't even remember it here. Juvenile delinquents are now justice-involved youth. So, Robert, what would we call vermin in the streets of San Francisco who pull their pants down and crap in the streets? How about toilet-deficient individual? Bathroom-deficient citizens. Bathroom-deficient citizens are allowed to crap in the street because it's a violation of their self-worth to make them go to a bathroom. You think it's a joke? I don't think it's a joke. I think it's sickening. So let me go back to some of my solutions. Law and order, law and order, law and order. Require government-issued identification to vote. Page 314 of Government Zero. It seems like a no-brainer. It doesn't guarantee the voter is a citizen, but at least it confirms that he or she is alive, and they can't vote eight times. And dead voters who the Democrats depend upon always vote progressive. 7, reintroduce civics classes to elementary and secondary schools. We need to teach our children the history and meaning of America's founding fathers, founding documents, and founding principles. This knowledge should also be required on all citizenship tests. 8, saving a nation with nationalism, Government Zero. Restore to active duty all military officers purged by Barack Obama. I don't know how important, I don't know if I can explain to you how important this is. He has purged all military officers who might have staged a coup against him. Do you know that? I mean, I'm laying it out as clear as I can make it. The man is such a monster that he's slowly gotten rid of any military officer above the captain level who could have staged the coup against this corrupt government. You need to bring them all back and offer them a generous bonus as an incentive to return. Next plan, restructure military spending. Cut the rest of government significantly. Now, what do I mean by that? While our military is struggling, the rest of the meddling federal government is living higher on the hog than ever. So Savage calls for cutting all non-military spending in each department by 4% per year over the next presidential term for a total reduction of 16% by the year 2021. 12, repair our relations with Russia. Russia should be our ally in the war against radical Islam and a partner in the world economy. The United States should propose an agreement that as Russia cease any aggression outside its borders, in return for assurance that the U.S. and Europe will stay out of the affairs of nations bordering Russia. Do you know what the Senate is conducting a hearing on right now as I speak? Russia's incursion into Ukraine. With all that is going on in the world, instead of investigating Obama's burdening America with tens of millions of third world individuals, they're investigating Russia's incursion into the Ukraine. You talk about a bunch of useless idiots. Anyway, Government Zero has solutions. Don't assume I'm just sitting here complaining and moaning and groaning. Don't ever complain that I'm only doing that. I'm Michael Savage, the architect of a new America, all explained in Government Zero.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I want to continue with my solutions to save America. We can talk forever, but we're not doing anything about it. So I'm going to continue. Point 13 of my 40-point plan to save a nation with nationalism and Government Zero. Sign a mutual defense treaty with Israel. The United States has no formal treaty with Israel at this moment. The United States would pledge its protection if Israel were attacked by a foreign power in return for Israel guaranteeing the safety of American shipping and trade with its own resources in the region. And that means Israel has to step up to the plate and use that big military instead of hiding behind it. Use it. 14, end all foreign aid, including to Israel. The U.S. currently gives $3 billion in annual military aid to Israel, and five times that amount to Middle Eastern nations, most of which want to destroy Israel. We cannot afford this, nor would we need to bribe other nations not to attack Israel with a formal mutual defense treaty in place. Israel's rolling in money. They have one of the best high-tech industries in the world. It is time to understand that we're the basket case, not Israel. 15, recognize radical Islam as the enemy. We are not fighting a war on terrorism. Terrorism is a minor problem outside of what is perpetrated by radical Islam. Let's formally recognize the enemy, who doesn't just fight on the battlefield and in terrorist acts, but seeks to infiltrate the West and destroy its borders, language, and culture. 16, allow profiling and security investigations. While the TSA is harassing a Welsh German grandmother from Indiana, radical Islamists walk onto airplanes without ID and try to blow them up. This is the insane result of banning profiling and security work. That's point 16 of 40 points to save America. I am the architect of a new America. It's all in Government Zero. I'm very proud of the book. And I want you to understand that there are solutions. And this book belongs on your coffee table for Thanksgiving to awaken your family and your neighborhood.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What's going on in America now is a product of what happens when a bunch of pinheads from universities, I would call them microcephalics, from universities take over the United States of America and push forward policies that they believe will work. And although they're not working, we have a Cold War with Russia. The science is gone in America. Religion has been crushed in America. The military has been decimated in America. The economy is in shambles despite the fact that you think it isn't. This is what academics do. They have no real world experience. And so we need to understand that this Obama centrism is more dangerous than the geocentrism that preceded the heliocentrism of the Middle Ages, which I've been talking about. Now, I use some big words just to attract the liberals who are sitting with amusement, thinking that they're so superior to me. I know how they think. I've met them my whole life. I have nothing but hatred for them. How's that word? I hate them. I think they're the reason America is being destroyed. It's that simple. WSBA Radio. Dave, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just wonder, what do you think is the root of the people that, like, for instance, the people that support Bernie Sanders? Do you think it's more the education system or more the media?
He has a very small, limited support. And the media makes you think it's much larger than it is. Any crackpot could get 20,000 or 40,000 people to sit and applaud. So what does that mean? He has a very small, marginal audience of ignoramuses who don't even understand what his policies stand for. He's a classic throwback to the 1930s street union organizers of New York's Lower East Side who screamed against the big business and against bankers. I've heard the argument before. His audience is very small. But I'll repeat what I said from the beginning, which has been copied by Rush Limbaugh and others. And I have to say it. I know I'm not supposed to say it. And I can't say it and keep it quiet and put it under the rug. How long ago did I tell you that Bernie Sanders is a creation of the Hillary Clinton campaign? I said he wouldn't have lasted 1 second, let alone this long, was he not created by the Hillary Clinton campaign to make her look more centrist. Don't you agree that that's a possibility?
I have to say that, but also Hillary, just no matter how hard she tries, she cannot get anyone basically to like her.
It doesn't matter whether she's likable or not. She is the product of a corrupt Democrat machine that is so powerful that she has the delegates needed to be elected as the nominee. It doesn't matter whether she's liked or not. She has the delegates because the delegates are nothing but stooges of the Democrat machine. It doesn't matter. It's all fake. What, the balloons and the signs? It's right out of the Manchurian candidate. She's been handpicked in advance.
But don't you think she was handpicked in advance 4 years ago, or 8 years ago it's been now, when Obama come out of nowhere to beat her, though?
Well, let's go back to who she actually is. How did she become a U.S. senator? And why did she become a U.S. senator in a seat that was created specifically for RFK Jr.? How did that happen? I mentioned it yesterday. How did that happen? How come no one talks about that? There was a liberal senator from New York who was a very far-thinking liberal named Moynihan. And when he passed away, the seat was going to go to RFK Jr. And then he was in a very suspicious single-engine plane crash. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that. Nobody in the world remembers that RFK Jr., I'm sorry, JFK Jr., died in a very suspicious plane crash over Long Island Sound. And shortly thereafter, carpetbaggers came in from Arkansas, bought a house in Chappaqua, and ran for the U.S. Senate. This is a great novel, by the way. If we had one gutsy novelist out there who wanted to write a novel about corruption in the United States of America, it would start with the plane crash over the Long Island Sound. And ask how that happened. How did he lose control of that plane and crash and die so suddenly? And now what does that have to do with the carpetbaggers who came to Chappaqua? And suddenly she's a senator, now she's going to be president. Ah, come on, it's just just fiction. It's something that Katzenberg, and Geffen should cover. If we really had a Hollywood, a heck of a movie that would be. Of course, if it was a Republican who wound up in such a position after a young, idealistic, obvious candidate disappeared in a suspicious plane crash, I'm sure Katzenberg and company would make that movie. It would be on HBO 10 seconds later. 855-407-2822. That's the phone number. WFTL. Jill, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I wanted to talk about immigration and how infuriating it is for someone like me. I immigrated back to the United States, and I was a citizen, born a citizen, and the U.S. government made my family, we had to be sponsored by my grandparents to come back here because my husband was a Swiss citizen, and they would not let us back into this country unless we were sponsored by my grandparents.
And what year was this?
1999.
And who was president at the time?
Bill Clinton.
And when did it all switch? When did America switch and become anti-European American under Bill and Hillary Clinton? When did this country suddenly turn on European Americans? When did this country suddenly say that Europeans need not apply for citizenship in the United States of America? We only want third worlders of color. When did that actually happen? It started under Bill Clinton. It is now metastasized under Barack Obama. They are both, let us say, very racially sensitive.
Yes. Yes, and it's very difficult to actually, I lived in Switzerland, and I became a Swiss citizen. And in order to get into Switzerland as a visitor for a few months, I had to undergo rigorous questioning. I had to go through I was an au pair girl for a year. And when I did that, they made me go through an x-ray machine. They did medical tests on me. They made
Is Switzerland being overrun by Muslim refugees? Is Switzerland going to take in hundreds of thousands into their tiny country and have their identity destroyed?
Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen that happen yet. I don't live there anymore, and it's been about 7 years since I have lived there. But when I lived
All right, but
there,
your point is that under Bill Clinton's regime, as a European, it was very difficult for you to become a citizen of the United States of America, while at the same time right now Obama's waving them in by the hundreds of thousands from anywhere on earth except Europe. White people need not apply in plain English. Isn't that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm saying that I am and was and always have been an American.
No, I hear you, but I guess the bigger picture is the one I'm asking you. Why does Obama seem to have a vendetta against people of European ancestry and have such a love affair with Africans and Muslims? What is he trying to do to this nation? Why would African Muslims make a better citizen than a European Christian? You have to ask that question. Why would an African Muslim or a Syrian Muslim be more of a favored citizen than a European Christian? Unless you have a psychosis against Europeans and Christians, and you have a vendetta against them, and you want to transform America into Africa and the Middle East. And then go on to MSNBC and tell laugh lines, and have the machines put out the laughs. Well, I'm trying to put out the fire. I'm not trying to put out the laughs today, I'm trying to put out the fire. It's that simple. 855-400-7282. Many of you have given up. You feel that the American people are too far gone. You feel that there's no educating them. Their minds are made up. They have no minds. Their minds are blown. They're on drugs. They're on sex. They're on rock and roll. They're on crack. They're on speed. They're on marijuana. They're on alcohol. And they just don't care. You may be right. But I am the eternal Boy Scout. And I still have hope for the future. And I believe in my heart of hearts that we are going to save this nation from these evildoers. I actually believe it. Or I wouldn't have written Government Zero and I wouldn't get up every day and do this show. I would have quit. I would have given notice and said that at the end of this year, in December of 2015, after this book came out, I'm going to resign and retire from radio. I would have done that. If I really felt that it was hopeless, I would have quit. The cost to me of doing this show every day is quite severe. I'm not here to complain. No one's forcing me to do it. I could retire, but I've evaluated the options. Personally, what are my options? What do I do with myself when I'm off the radio? And I'm not writing books anymore. And I'm just an ordinary older white guy. Tell me what I do with my life. What, I go to a long lunch and get drunk and come home and sleep? And then get up and pray to God that the dinner comes soon enough so I can eat a big dinner and get drunk? Or, God forbid, I play golf? Is that what I do with my life? To me, that's a life of no meaning. It's like, why exist to do that? It doesn't appeal to me. To me, this is the most important reason to live, which is to try and expose the corruption, try to get some justice for America, try to get some hope to the give some hope to the American people, and create some kind of a plan for the betterment of the nation before there is no nation, where all of us lose, liberal and conservative alike. Where one day the liberal European wakes up and realizes that he or she as a liberal is now a stranger in her own land. And that through her liberalism she has been hoodwinked and she has given up her birthright. And she becomes a stranger in her own land. And eventually it gets worse. And at that point, of course, it's too late. If you care to comment, is this too negative for everybody? I don't know. Am I going down a negative wormhole here? I don't know. I'm just doing what I want to do. The lies, the corruption are overwhelming. Climate science, a complete lie. It's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the big solar. Big solar, I call it big green. You know, we keep hearing about the corruption of the fossil fuel industry. How about the corruption of the so-called green energy industry? You say there's no corruption there? What, there can't be corruption in the green business? Who's in that business? Criminals. Criminals, look at Solyndra, $500 million in government grants. Not one dime was ever seen again after the FBI seized their files. Where'd those files go? I don't know. What about these solar plants that were built in the deserts of Nevada under Harry Reid's nose? Billions of dollars given to senators' brothers-in-laws. Not what? How many kilowatts were produced? Where'd the money go? I don't know. Who's investigating? They're investigating right now Russia's incursion into Ukraine. You hear? This is your Senate. Who's directing the Senate? Maybe Harry Reid is. Maybe the people who run everything are directing what the idiots look into. Instead of looking into radical Islam and what it's doing around the world, they're looking into the dangers of sugar and obesity. That's their business. Number one problem is soda. The biggest problem in the world is soda, a 16-ounce Slurpee. Well, my friends, I think I want to shift gears now on the Savage Nation because it's coming to the end of hour number two and I have another hour and 15 minutes to go in other directions. And I'll go back to what I said in the first hour. Actually, it's a question rather than not a statement. I have to find my notes, though. It's a big mess here on my table here. I've lost my notes. Here it is. Little notes. No, I lost it. It was about something like Nuremberg trials or something. Anyone remember? Should there be Nuremberg trials for Angela Merkel? I know, and I'm just joking. Should Angela Merkel be tried in a Nuremberg trial for crimes against her nation? Should Barack Obama be tried in an Omaha trial for crimes against America, for violating the Constitution, decimating the military, and invading the United States of America with foreigners who will never assimilate to this nation? Of course the answer is yes. I mean, should they? Who's going to do it? You could do it. You could have a virtual trial on the internet. You can present the evidence. You could have a defense counsel. You could have a prosecutor. And you could have a jury. You can do it. I'm trying to give you some ideas. Do it digitally. By the way, Government Zero made it to number two on the Barnes & Noble bestseller list for last week. Thank you very much for buying it. We'll soon find out Wednesday what number it will be on the New York Times bestseller list, and I'm sure there'll be a little finagling there on their part to make certain that the book doesn't appear on the list if they can. I don't think they're going to be able to control that. And then after this book is out for a couple of number weeks, and it's Thanksgiving, I'm going to take a long vacation where I will go to a long lunch, drink too much, and come home and take a nap. And then I will wake up, and I will look at the watch and hope it's early enough to go to dinner where I will eat too much and drink too much and come home and take another nap. And right now I'm going to take a break on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI. The end of now, hour number two on the Savage Nation. And I've tried to convince my partners to... I don't know what just happened. I heard some kind of damage in my system again. Every day there's another technical glitch here and there, like a radio scratch. You hear that? Like a needle over a thing? It came through the speaker, a needle over the... I forgot what I was talking about. This is such a sensitive business. If I hear a sound, it throws my mind off. To give you the third hour in New York, in Washington, D.C., but so far, only 2 hours. But there's a huge number of stations who get to 3 hours. And I have another big hour, but since you're leaving, I better take a call. WVFT, Florida. Sal, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Go ahead. 1 minute left, Sal.
Just want to let you know I'm in Costco here in Tallahassee, and I got a free copy of your book. You were gracious enough to send me one. It's very illuminating, and I'm standing here as they're putting your book out. I proudly displayed it on the display here. The lady came up to me and says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm displaying Michael Savage's new book, Government Zero." I said, "It's something you should read." I said, "It's a very illuminating publication, and it's something that every person should get hold of and read." I said, I've got this book now to my best friend who's a liberal, and he's now changing his thought process. And she said, "Well, I don't know if I really want to know about some of these things." I said, "Well, you know, you can't. Knowledge is power." I said, "And this knowledge gives you the ultimate power." And she said, "Well, I might want to be blind to some of this stuff." And I said, "Well, therein lies the problem. If you're,"
she said, "I might want to be blind to what's going on."
She said, "I might want to be blind," and I said, "If you're blind, if you want to be blind, then you're going to be blindsided," I said, "by what's happening today."
Well, Sal, that's exactly what Obama counts on. The three blind mice. The three blind mice of America. Well, Sal, look, thank you for being a soldier of the Savage Nation. It's this kind of missionary work that's going to be required to wake the country up in plain English. Make it your Bible. Go around and preach it. Be a missionary for the new America. Preach what's in there, and preach the 40 points to save America, and challenge them, and say, what's wrong with deporting criminal illegal aliens from prisons?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And now he cruises into hour number three, The Savage Nation. So, where have we begun? Where are we now? And where are we going? Well, the headline in the first hour was Merkel in Germany flooding them with Syrian and African refugees. And they're predicting a civil war in Germany, which might be the only thing that'll save them from the criminal behavior of Merkel. And I've asked if there should not be a Nuremberg trial for Merkel for crimes against her own nation. And I said that here we're threatened with imprisonment if we insist we have a national identity. We're considered Nazis and fascists for loving America. I then said whoever has the most money owns the politicians. I said, look at who wants no borders. It's only about money. And then look at Paul Ryan. The first thing he talked about today was the highway bill. And then I said, how are they getting away with it? And so they're getting away with it because Obama is the most skilled left-wing orator in American in history altogether. And I asked, have you ever seen Obama lose his temper? Never. And I said, add to that, the media is bought and sold. And how much are they spending on Obama's PR image? How much do they spend on PR to support the image of this man? How much? We don't know. $1 billion a year? $500 million a year? $400 million a year? We don't know. I then talked about geocentrism and heliocentrism in relation to today's struggle for the truth versus the pushing of the big lie and Obama-centrism. I then mentioned that the president of Hungary says that George Soros is behind broken borders of Europe, which I know he is. I agree with him 100%. I then asked, why does this false prophet, the Pope, push warming and no borders, follow the money? Now, you know, I want to talk about the Pope and the Vatican scandal that's emerging. It's very interesting to me how, how life imitates art in this case. Remember the Godfather movies, GF1, GF2, GF3? Remember it was all about the Vatican banking scandal? Remember a guy wound up... Remember it was all about the Vatican banking scandal? Now, combine the Vatican banking scandal that is currently emerging right in front of our eyes with the peripatetic Pope who was always on the move, telling third world countries to invade first world countries and telling first world countries to lay down like a bunch of you-know-what and let the third world run all over you and destroy your borders, language, and culture. Why is the Pope doing that at the same time the Vatican is embroiled in an emerging banking scandal? It's called sleight of hand. If the Pope hoodwinks you fools into thinking that he gives a whit about global warming, and has you thinking about that instead of about his banking scandal, well, then he's doing his job. That's why they sent him out on his carbon-polluting plane. After all, he's not coming here on a donkey. He's not traveling to Mexico on a donkey, is he? Traveling on Alitalia. Smart man. I wouldn't want to fly over the Atlantic on a donkey, would you? No, I choose Alitalia as well, spewing pollution as the plane goes. Anyway, you get the picture. We don't have to make it, you know, a broader caricature, a broader burlesque than it already is of how phony these people are. But when in your lifetime have you seen such a cozy relationship between a government in the United States of America and a church official? Not in my lifetime have I ever seen it. And why are they embracing each other? Because they're one in the same group of individuals who are cashing in on the stupidity of humanity and, of course, the ready availability of cash from the suckers in the Western nations. That's all. Next case, let's move on. Jason WYXC Radio in Georgia. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to concur with your optimism you have for this country. I know it is really frustrating, and I go through it on a daily basis, but I see the hope for my children. I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and they get it. They may not be able to articulate it, but they get it. And I think if our generation can just hold the line long enough, somebody will come around and set this country back on the right course.
Well, that's if we prevent the maniac in the White House from flooding America with illegal aliens who will vote. That's why they must be stopped from voting before the next election. Let me send you a free copy of Government Zero. I spell out solutions. I really do. K-A-O-K in Oklahoma. Pat, go ahead, please. You're calling about Angela Merkel. What's on your mind?
I have two quick points. This camel that they say they're good and bad Muslims, if you let this camel's nose under the tent, this is a camel like we've never seen before. This camel is the epitome of evil. You can't play with them. You can't let the good ones in thinking there's some good, some bad. The other thing is the Europeans, they don't want them here because they're educated and demand good money. They want the dummy minorities that don't know nothing, and they'll work for what we tell them they'll work for. That's the corporations.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to modify a man's opinion. But I'm going to send you a gift of my book, Government Zero. Thank you for your opinion on the Savage Nation. I guess I should have censored the man for what he said. But actually, everything he said seems to be true. I don't want to go on and on about it, but it seems self-evident to me that there are not that many Muslim Nobel Prize winners in medicine, science. I don't quite get it. What do they do other than... Can anyone explain this to me? How is it? Well, now let me put it in a positive way instead of asking a rhetorical question. Because I posited this a few years ago. Christianity as a religion produces an openness of the mind and an optimism of the spirit that has permitted Western civilization to emerge as it has. Islamic civilization, other than some great art a long time ago, came to a standstill a long time ago, and seems to produce quite the opposite. It seems to produce quite the opposite. It seems to be a product of a religion that is too rigid for the times that we are living in. It seems to be a product of a religion that teaches to hate women, imprison women, hate dogs. Go down the list. I'm not including women and dogs in the same breath, but it may sound like that. A religion that teaches its followers to invade countries and take it over in a sort of jihad. A religion that teaches an Islamic supremacy over all other religions. Not a religion that says get along with your neighbors. It does not preach like the Christians do, love thy neighbor as thyself. It preaches the opposite. It says condemn thy neighbor. Your neighbor is not equal to you. Your neighbor is less than you. You are superior. And if you think that I'm making this up, then take a look at what's going on in neighborhoods in this country and what they're teaching their children. And then look behind the curtain at what the Muslims are doing in prisons in England. It came out just yesterday that the Muslim gangs have taken over prisons in England. The guards are afraid of them. And they're forcing non-Muslim prisoners to pay a tax. That if they will not convert to Islam, they force them to pay a tax. That is atheists, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, anyone else in prison is told to get their family to send money to the Muslims and kick it over to the Muslim gangs in prison. Because that's part of their religion. They believe in this tax. It's in their Bible. Now, I don't understand how the politicians are blind to this. It's in plain black and white. It's for anyone to see and anyone to read. So why would you even take a chance on bringing in such a mass wave, a tsunami like this, to Germany, for example, and a tsunami of this into the United States of America, as Barack Obama wants to do? Why would you take such a chance? This is not logical. This is not logical. Now, one of the reasons there's been no revolution in America about the wave of Spanish-speaking immigrants, there's been a lot of grumbling, a lot of anger, a lot of this, but there's never been a revolution over the Mexicans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans. Do you know why? Because they are, in a way, very compatible with our country and our values and our mores. You may not know that. They're very family-oriented. They're Christians. They're hard workers, by and large. So, in other words, people will grumble, but they're not that really angry at them. Everyone has open eyes. You know, every restaurant they go into, gardeners, who's doing the hard work? You got to be an idiot not to see it. So they say, look, you know, it's too many people, and a lot of them are on welfare, and there's some crime, but what are you going to do right now? They figure, what the heck? But that's not the same with folks of the Islamic persuasion. It's not the same, which is not to say that all of them are potentially a problem. But unfortunately, there seems to be a very high percentage of individuals from that persuasion who are a problem. And there's almost no way to vet them, according to the head of the FBI. So why is Obama so quick to want to bring them all in as fast as possible? Why is he bringing in so many Africans? Why are so many asylees into this country from Africa? What are they bringing to this country that we need? Can anyone explain that? What are they bringing to the nation that we need from Africa? Can anyone explain that to me? Other than a racial change in the country. I'm sorry, it's pretty rough to say that. It's like you're supposed to dance around it. Why is he excluding Europeans who want to emigrate to America? In other words, white people, in plain English. And bringing everyone else in, why? China, Africa, Middle East. Why is he saying Europeans need not apply? Because he's a psycho racist. I don't think everyone has ever said that. They're afraid to say it. Obama seems to be a psychopathic racist, in my opinion. One of the most psychopathic racists in the history of the American presidency, with a vendetta against the Europeans in this nation, the European Americans in this nation, more particularly, a psycho racist. Now, before I go any further and get you even more agitated with the truth, because it's only the truth that agitates you, nothing else. So if you listen to talk radio and it goes on and on about baseball or golf, and you're not really getting agitated. It's like background noise. It's just something in the background. But when you hear something that hits you so hard is what I just said, that Barack Obama seems to be a psycho racist. Suddenly you're agitated because you realize I struck a note that's like a bell going off in your head. It's the only explanation for what this man is doing. Now, since we don't know how much is spent on PR to cover up his crimes against his own nation, as I said, we know that the EPA, it was found just last week, spends, I don't know, was it $60 million, $100 million? Robert, look it up. On public relations agents outside of the EPA to spread their lies while they're raping the Treasury. If a single agency is spending a couple of $100 million on public relations agencies, how much do you think the executive office is spending to cover up Obama's crimes against America? $1 billion a year? $500 million a year? $200 million a year? So everything you read, everything you hear about him is always a ha-ha laugh line, good man line, right? When have you last heard or read anything negative about Obama or anything that he's done or said or any of his policies? Maybe never. I'm talking about in the by and large in the media outside of talk radio and the internet. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Imagine all the music in America dying. Imagine all the art being burned. Just imagine it. Imagine all the pork being banned. Imagine alcohol being banned, because that's what's happening in front of your eyes. That's from the superb refugees and immigrants coming from countries where they do not eat pork, where they will not drink alcohol, where art is considered blasphemy. Do you have any idea what you're doing to your nation? You stupid liberals, you idiots. You have no idea what you're doing to this country with your compassion, do you? And it's not really compassion, is it? It's fear. It's cowardice. It's the unwillingness to stand up for your own nation. It's your actual hatred for America that is showing, not your love for the refugees or the immigrants that your criminal government is flooding into this country. Now you take a look at the propaganda ministry. Here's the New York Post, the once good tabloid, now being run off the rails by the children of Murdoch. The very same children of Murdoch who are ruining the Fox News network with no credibility left whatsoever. We see their biases every day. Look at the headlines. They're not talking about any of these problems. Missing runner found on subway 2 days after marathon. Ronda Rousey reveals her two big no-nos in bed. Chris Brown allegedly struggling with
Hey, it's Katie Green.
Without hammering the book, I want to start with the title because it says it all. Government Zero. If we don't see President Zero invoking Government Zero, I'd like to know what it's going to take for the average moron out there. Idiot, moron, fools who have sold the country away, running around in shorts with Halloween costumes, with their children on drugs and sugar. And they wonder why these SOBs with that monster tyrant leftist in the White House. This guy is the smartest leftist in the history of the world. This BS artist, Barry from Honolulu, has done more harm to the world than Marx and Lenin put together. And he gets away with it for one reason. He doesn't shout like me. Have you ever heard Barry from Honolulu scream? Never. He is the smoothest con man in the history of the world. He makes Soros look like a chump.
Oh, my God. I think I just lost the show. I heard it happen again. Another ISDN schwerp. Am I on the air or not? Yeah, now I'm back on the air. See, I knew something was happening, and they said, oh, no, nothing's happening. I hear it before, and then they said, oh, no, you're not hearing anything. So I don't know if anyone's interfering with my show. I really don't know. Something's wrong. There are things happening that I can't explain. Just remember that the truth is the most powerful ammunition you have. Sliding towards civil war, says Mr. Mueller of the Alternative for Germany party. Bavarian official Peter Dreyer called German Chancellor Angela Merkel to tell her personally that if Germany welcomes 1 million refugees, mainly Syrian males of military age, his town of Landshut will only take in 1,800. Any extra refugees will be put on buses and sent to her chancellery in Berlin. That's what we should be doing with Obama. We should be sending buses to the border, putting the immigrants on buses and send them to Washington. Send them to Sacramento. Make the corrupt governor of California take them in to his chancellery. Under the threat of torture, and later under the threat of excommunication, Galileo was forced to recant, to withdraw his statement that the world was round, that the earth revolved around the sun, and that certain other views about the laws of gravity were not true. Now, all of these scientific ideas, of course, have since been proven to be accurate. We've learned that in grade school. But those ideas were held to be heretical by the church. Did you know that? Did you know that anyone who disagreed with those ideas were considered heretics by the church? The liars in Berlin, the liars in London, the liars in Washington are threatening us with excommunication, imprisonment, if we insist that we have a right to a national identity, if we insist that we as Americans have a right to a borders, language, and culture. Who do they work for then? Well, it's pretty simple. You know, it's no conspiracy here. It's open who they work for. They work for the whoever has more money. Whoever has most money owns the politicians. So if you look at the United States of America, it's really simple. Who is on record saying they want no borders? Mark Zuckerberg, a pig who has no limits in his greed. Yes, I'll use the word pig. I don't apply it to police. I apply it to Mark Zuckerberg. I apply it to pigs who are worth hundreds of billions of dollars, have no nationality, no national identity, don't relate as Americans, even though America gave them their fortune, gave them their education, and they hate the country. They would like to dissolve the borders so they can get cheap H-1B visa workers, mainly from India. That's who it is, those who want cheap labor. That's all it is. It's only about money. And again, take a look at the highway bill. Why is Paul Ryan's first measure of importance highway construction? Paul Ryan, suddenly anointed Speaker of the House of Representatives after the quisling Boehner is thrown out, forced out. They said he resigned, but he was forced out because he was turned out for what he was, a quisling. So they find Paul Ryan, who we know is identical. And what is the first thing Paul Ryan announces today that he's going to do? He's going to push through the highway bill. What? That's the most important thing, is the highway bill, not building a wall with Mexico, not stopping the influx of millions of migrants from Africa into this country. Two out of three immigrants to this country now, asylum seekers, are coming from Africa. We'll put that aside for the moment. So why is Paul Ryan pushing the highway bill? Answer. There used to be a saying that went like this: all roads lead to Rome. Well, what does it have to do with the highway bill? Who builds the roads in America? You know anybody in the highway construction business? I don't know anybody in the highway construction business. This is the greatest boondoggle since the solar scandals about to emerge. The greed, the pork barrel spending, the outright thievery that you will see emerge from the highway bill is something that you will never behold could happen in a fair society. They are raping and pillaging the United States of America as quickly as they can. And they're doing it and getting away with it without any consequences. How are they doing it and getting away with it without any consequences? Because the leader of the left-wing revolution that is now in power, Barry Obama, is the most skilled left-wing orator in modern history, maybe in all of human history. He has done more damage than Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin together. He is smarter than Marx and Lenin. When have you last seen Barry Obama lose his temper? Never. When have you seen Barry Obama jump up and scream in rage? Never. He is the most silk-smooth con man in the history of the left-wing movement, which is how he gets away with it. Now, combined with that is the very dangerous situation that there is no media. It's been nullified. That's number two, as you saw clearly with CNBC. You know their own lock, stock, and barrel. That's nothing new to me. 1998, I, Michael Savage, gave a speech before the Commonwealth Club, a very important speech that has long been forgotten. It was entitled Beware the Government Media Complex. You wouldn't know the speech exists, but I gave it before the Commonwealth Club in 1998. It was when Bill Clinton had owned the taken control of the press. So you have no opposition party. You have no opposition press. And then you have a dictator who's as smooth as silk, pushing an agenda that's beyond comprehension down the throats of the American people who oppose virtually every point of his agenda. Now you say, how do you know they oppose it? Okay, I'll give you a fact. We learned only last week that the EPA, the corrupt Environmental Protection Agency, spends something like, I think it was $60 million, it could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year, on public relations work external to their own department. Inside, they have about 100 PR agents. They spend $60 million a year or $100 million a year on outside PR agencies to spread their lies about global warming and the wonderful work that they're not doing. So if the EPA is spending a couple of hundred million a year on PR, how much are they spending for Boss Tweet in the White House? What do you think the PR cost is for Barack Obama to get away with his lies and his subterfuge? $1 billion a year? $500 million a year? $600 million a year? $400 million a year being spent on putting out the big lie PR agencies? We don't know. That's how he gets away with it. Virtually everything you read in the newspapers about Obama is a lie. Virtually every picture taken of him is a lie. Virtually everything about him, he may as well be the virtual president. He may as well be a fabrication. He is the Capricorn One of presidents. He is President Zero in a government zero. I want to talk about the church. I want to talk about geocentrism. I want to talk about heliocentrism. Big words, I know, but they're really simple words. But they tell us everything we need to know now about the big lie. Way back when, going back to when the church taught that the Earth was the center of the solar system, it was known as a geocentric position. Geo meaning Earth. They taught that the Earth was the center of our solar system and that all the planets in the sun revolved around the Earth. That was the church's official teaching. And then science came along, elementary science at that, in the Renaissance, and they learned through Galileo and others that it was Copernicus first, by the way, argued that the sun was the center of the solar system. And that's known as heliocentrism. Helio comes from Helios, the sun god. And we all know that they were right. We know that Copernicus was right. And we know that Galileo, who popularized the idea of a heliocentric solar system, was basically criticized and treated very badly, forced into exile as a result of it. And so the church scored a great triumph in its expulsion of him and the Jews, by the way, from Spain. Incidentally, Galileo was born Jewish, but converted to Protestantism. Then he became Catholic. Then he became a Jesuit. He had to, in other words, in order to survive in his time. The church was so monstrous and so powerful that they expelled the Jews from Spain, and they forced hundreds of thousands of Jews to convert to Christianity at that time. But that was the beginning of the unraveling of the power of the church, and that was the beginning of the modern Western world. What does that have to do with what's going on today? Well, I'll tell you, it has nothing directly to do with it, but it has everything to do with truth and lies. It's the struggle of the truth versus the big lie of the power-mad psychotics who are running the West. Those who have subscribed to the theory that open borders are good for nations. The man behind all of this is none other than the most evil man in the history of the modern world, in my opinion, George Soros. George Soros has spent hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more, breaking the borders of Europe. According to the president of Hungary, he is the man behind the broken borders in Europe. One man has done this damage to the nationalities of Europe. One man alone, according to the president of Hungary. George Soros, as you well know, funds many of the leftist hit groups in the United States of America. Front groups that you think are mainstream and legitimate are really not. They're Stalinist hit groups such as Media Matters, funded by him. Groups that work for Hillary Clinton, groups that work for Obama, groups you would never believe work for him. And the message is the same. Anyone who opposes the dissolution of their own nation, the dissolution of their borders, language, and culture is a fascist, a Nazi, a racist. And many of you have been silenced by these evil people for fear of being called those names, because you don't want to be excommunicated. You don't want to be treated like Galileo was treated. And then they find a pope, and they find a pope somewhere in South America. He's not a pope at the time. A left-wing fanatic all of his life, a left-wing operative, began as a bartender. I don't hold that against him. I would say that Pope Francis's history as a bartender is actually the stellar moment of his life. If I were to say it was the best part of his life, he was probably more honest as a bouncer than he is as a pope. At least he was true to himself, the thug that he obviously is underneath that persona of the Mr. Nice Guy. Constantly meddling in the United States, constantly coming here and telling us to break our borders with Mexico, constantly telling us we're evil and mean because we don't take in more people from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, etc. No, he was a very nice bouncer because he was an honest, more honest man. So they find this guy in South America and they elevate him all the way up. And for the first time in 1,200 years, listen to me. Hey, don't turn the dial. For the first time in 1,200 years, we have a non-European pope. How did he get to that position? And how did he suddenly become an expert on climate science when he has no training whatsoever in climatology? He knows nothing about climate except that when it rains, his aides hold an umbrella over his head. And why would the Pope push this theory of man-caused global warming, that we're dirty, filthy, rotten creatures destroying the earth? What is he after? Money. Follow the money. It's always about the money. So should Merkel and other EU gangsters be tried for crimes against their nations in a new People's Nuremberg trial? Wow, what a loaded question that is. Where'd that come from? Should Merkel of Germany and other EU evil union gangsters be tried for crimes against their nations in a new People's Nuremberg trial, says an American talk show host. He asks the question, should there be a People's Nuremberg trial in which Angela Merkel is tried for crimes against her nation? And while you're at it, how about a People's Nuremberg trial here in the United States of America for the gangsters in the United States government who are sacking the treasury and invading the nation? How about that? A people's tribunal. It's legal. You hold it, you set it up, and you hold a people's tribunal. It could even be done digitally. For God's sakes, I could do it. I could do a video feed on it. We get several judges. We present the evidence. We have defense counsel for those we are accusing of committing crimes against America. It wouldn't be too hard to prove that they're criminals and gangsters, would it? Well, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with a few senators and congressmen from San Francisco whose fortunes went up a hundredfold since they became politicians on the national stage. How did they make so much money? How did their families benefit so well? You can't put two and two together? You mean because they don't have an R next to the name, they can't be corrupt? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. How is it that a man can go around the Constitution on a daily basis, go on to a television show and make jokes about it, and have a group of stoneheads laugh when he talks about violating the Constitution? How? Okay. Should we have a tribunal? Should we have a People's Nuremberg trial here in the United States of America? It wouldn't be Nuremberg, Germany. We'd have to pick a town, let's say Wichita trial. That kind of works. A Wichita trial for crimes against America that is held digitally with a defense counsel, a prosecution, and a jury of three people. And I run it digitally. Now let's look at the Veterans Administration. We know it's corrupt. We've heard about it. We've heard about veterans dying in the hallway. We've heard how corrupt the officials are. It's out of the Soviet Union where they're stealing money by the billions of dollars in ways you could never imagine while vets are dying. They were brought before Congress yesterday in a hearing. Do you know what they did? VA officials plead the fifth and refuse to testify. Now, are you telling me, you liberals, that you thought you'd grow up in a society where government officials would be able to get away with pleading the fifth and refusing to testify? Is that what you had in mind for a free and open society? First, the IRS commissioner wouldn't testify and pled the fifth. Remember that last year? Now Obama's corrupt VA officials are pleading the fifth. This is something only gangsters did in my day and age. Only in the 1950s, only mafia figures pled the Fifth Amendment. I never heard it done otherwise. And people said, oh, God, he's guilty. He's guilty if he's pleading the fifth. Because we had newspapers who would say, mobster pleads the fifth. It was the headline in the Daily News when I was a kid. That's when we had newspapers. That's when we had men. That's when we had a nation. Now we have nothing but corruption in the government media complex. VA gangsters plead fifth. What are they hiding? That would be my headline if I ran the New York Post. But now you understand why I am blacklisted in the New York Post, why I'm blacklisted on Fox News, because I'm not part of the government media complex. It's that simple. But forget me for the minute. Just put me out of the picture. You don't even have to like me to agree with me. Do you want to live in a country where government officials can plead the Fifth Amendment? Is that the kind of country you thought you'd have when you talked about liberalism? Is this the kind of nation you thought you'd have under this phony Barack Obama, who is the silk smooth con man that you actually thought he was? Well, I think that I will stop at this point on that track and go on to another track. And that is so many other topics that you can't believe. We know about the immigrant crisis in Germany leading to a civil war. We know what could happen in America if they keep it up. But how about this? How about Obama releasing, what, 6,000 to 8,000 criminals out of the prisons, flooding the streets with gangsters and criminals, just in time for the 2016 election? Guess what he did now? Juvenile delinquents are now called justice-involved youth. I'm not creating this. This came to us from CNS News. They used to be called juvenile delinquents, but not anymore. The new term is justice-involved youth. A non-disparaging government-speak phrase that fits with the Obama administration's recent push to give people with criminal convictions a second chance to become productive citizens. Attorney General, that's a laugh unto itself, Attorney General Al Sharpton Loretta Lynch said, "The Department of Injustice is committed to giving justice-involved youth the tools they need to become productive members of society." This is right out of George Orwell's Brave New World. She's using doublespeak.